it did not look as though we were about to enter a special natural area. Andrew Struck met me on a path that connects a mowed park to what he promises is a breathtaking spot. Struck heads Ozaukee County's Planning and Parks Department. We stroll north, past signs reading no motorized vehicles and clean up after your dog.
So this is the edge. The Shady Lane Natural Area is this way.
Within moments, we're swallowed into a hushed, rolling landscape. Ferns carpet the ground. Towering trees provide the canopy. Struck says we're in what's called the Milwaukee River Mezik Woods.
Mezik is it's a wet woodland community, if you will. It's comprised of beech, maple, some oak.
As magical as the surroundings appear, this is not a fairy tale story of a generous landowner preserving his land for future generations or the good of the planet. It's a case of, well, I'll let Andrew Struck tell you.
Shady Lane has kind of a complicated history.
Let's try again.
The former owner of 62 acres failed to pay his taxes, and then there was many years of trying to come up with payment plans and things like that.
The unpaid property taxes piled up to $30,000. Finally, the county foreclosed on the property. Struck says only then did officials discover they had a toxic mess on their hands.
There actually used to be a structure back here, a building. It was actually located right up against that cedar tree there. Probably 40-plus cars that were junked. There were underground buried storage tanks with fuel and diesel and things like that that were leaking.
Months of remediation followed, but Struck says Ozaukee debated for nearly a decade what to do with the 62 acres.
The county was just holding the property. Initially, ovenbird, that's a woodland bird.
Struck can't ignore the compelling call of a visiting ovenbird.
Their nest is a ground nest, and it looks like an igloo, if you will.
Okay.
And it's made out of leaf litter and grasses.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just got off track.
Anyway. Back to history. Struck says the assessed value of the parcel was $650,000. So if it were sold and developed, it would add lots to the county coffers.
There was even some discussion about the value for logging it and using the timber that could be harvested here.
Struck thinks the turning point might have occurred when he invited county officials to join him for a guided tour.
You honestly can't appreciate it until you walk it. I mean, you don't get the same feeling about the smell and the sight, the sense of height and the drop-offs of the moraine hills and stuff until you're here.
We come upon a once magnificent white oak, and a startled salamander scurries across the fallen lot.
As these begin to rot, we call them nurse logs. That's where future trees are going to have a good opportunity to seed in, because there's a lot of nutrients in there. It holds in moisture, and so that's where you're going to start seeing, you know, the future forest start.
So you can see. Takes us to the river.
This will take us to the river, yep.
We arrive at a breathtaking spot along the Milwaukee River. Struck says the master plan does not include boat launches or even benches. He perches on a fallen tree.
These are our benches, made just like that. Old logs sitting aside the river, that's what we intend to use.
Struck says the county's vision is to preserve Shady Lane for passive enjoyment. That means just enough signs and arrows to keep people on the narrow path etched through the rich landscape. Struck hopes an in-depth inventory of its inhabitants will solidify his case that the area is worth protecting.
We want to get a better handle on what is here. Frogs, salamanders, herptiles. We heard on the way in the ovenbird. The ovenbird needs large contiguous tracts of inland woodlands, mature woodlands. It would be really good for us to know more as to how many or what species are using the forest, and it gives us more, if you will, information about the quality and also how to go about management.
For now, he encourages people to drink in the splendor, but stay on the path. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.